The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Chipmaker Broadcom is moving its legal headquarters from Singapore back to the United States. It was a triumphant announcement for U.S. President Donald Trump, who campaigned on the promise to bring back jobs to the U.S. He called the move very special and very important. U.S. President Donald J. Trump.
And you've been seeing this happen with numerous companies and, at a minimum, expansions and sometimes plants.
Broadcom makes a range of semiconductor products for wireless communications, smartphones, cable boxes, and other wireless devices. Nearly 20% of its sales revenue this year came from sales to Apple and its contractors, and around half of the revenue came from Chinese manufacturers and distributors. Broadcom Chief Executive Hock Tan.
Our commitment to redomicile into the United States is a huge reaffirmation to our shareholders, to the 7,500 employees we have across 24 states in America today, that America is once again the best place to lead a business with a global footprint.
Broadcom said the proposed Republican tax plan was the main reason for its decision to move back. The plan under consideration would cut the corporate tax rate to 20% from 35%. But analysts say Broadcom is leaving Singapore also because its tax breaks there will come to an end in 4 years. India is becoming a more business-friendly country. It jumped about 30 places in the World Bank's recent Ease of Doing Business report. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
And we in India are making sincere efforts to improve ease of doing business. And friends, India has walked the talk.
India implemented reforms in 8 out of 10 business indicators, according to the World Bank report. They include starting a business, getting credit, paying taxes, trade across borders, and resolving insolvency. CEO of the World Bank, Kristalina Georgieva.
I have no doubt that when India hits another century, the century of independence in 2047, most people in India would be part of the global middle class. India will be a high middle income country.
While the 30-point jump is rare, India still has plenty of changes to make. The country now holds 100th place in the World Bank's ranking of countries with which it's easy to do business. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.